I think you know who I am. She stepped to its right and watched as the white eyes followed her movements. Or at the very least, you know what I've come for. It lifted its clawed hand and struck the floor, sending pieces of concrete flying and leaving deep scratches. It opened its mouth again, tearing more skin across its mouth. Black ooze dripped over its chin and neck. Keely's instinct was that this Neverborn fell into the powerful anomaly category. Sutton must have sensed it too, because she warned, "Keely, it will know who you are and what you can do. Remember, it has Ramya's thoughts and memories. And for God's sake, don't let it hit you." "I know, but it hasn't actually seen what I can do." Keely concentrated, forming an intricate illusion in her mind. Unfortunately, to make the illusion believable to the Neverborn, she wouldn't be able to restrict it to the Neverborn. Sutton?
"Crazy scary shit about to happen. Got it."
She replied as a distant scratching could be heard. The scratching sounds were joined by high-pitched squeaks that were soon followed by the eye-watering smells of ammonia, feces, and rotting meat. The scratching and high-pitched chirping got louder, and they were suddenly surrounded by thousands of glowing red eyes. Shadows shifted around them and started moving across the floor.
"I don't like this. Keely, what have you done?" Sutton asked, sounding nervous.
The Neverborn lifted its hand and again scratched at the floor, taking a deep chunk out of the concrete. It raised the rock in one of its long hands, throwing it at Keely. She sidestepped, and the piece flew by her head, only to be followed by another one. She easily ducked underneath it, but the Neverborn's attention wasn't really on her anymore. The red-eyed shadows had moved closer, and the smell coming from them got stronger. Scratching noises preceded thousands of rats as they came stampeding toward the Neverborn.